From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Yesterday, developers had to meet a 5 p.m. deadline to be a viable contender in the casino contest. And it looks like the short-term winner is the Gaming Commission. It collected $4.4 million in application fees. Joining me to recap who the potential winners and losers are is Paul Pronovost, editor of the Cape Cod Times. Paul, welcome back.
Thanks, Callie. Good to be back.
So $4.4 million, now that represents 11 $400,000 fee contributions. That's a lot of money.
Well, right. And this, of course, is all about money. The reason casinos were legalized in Massachusetts in the first place, after years of debate, after several times being defeated, ultimately was because of money. And Bay State lawmakers and residents alike believed that casinos could offer some assistance in terms of closing the financial gap that we're seeing. Of course, we know Governor Patrick is going to be speaking during his State of the State address tonight about other revenue sources, and this fits partly as a piece of the puzzle. So the notion that 11 developers have come forward, you know, they've really anteed up, if you will, by paying $400,000 each to be considered. I mean, just to be considered. And that's big money, and already it's adding up. And when you start to look at the proposals they've made, it's really eye-popping the amount of money they think they can bring in.
Well, let's break down who's in the pool, so to speak. And we should make clear that apparently there's still some wiggle room for maybe folks to jump in. That there was the deadline yesterday, but it appears that maybe you can get in still if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility, and also there's what we're calling down here the wild cards, some casino investors that have put in bids but have not been specific in terms of where they might want to locate. The way it breaks down in Massachusetts, there are three zones, essentially, for casinos, the southeastern part of Massachusetts, the greater Boston area, and western Mass. And these casino proposals have to peg a certain place because there are only going to be three full-service casino licenses throughout Massachusetts, one in each region. So these two wild cards basically have said, we're not sure where we want to go. And frankly, they're probably trying to assess how it shakes out from here, because the others who did put in bids, you know, now the process is there's a shakeout process, basically, where the casino commission is going to look at their finances to see if they can stand up with what they say they can do, whether or not they would actually come through with building these casinos, whether or not the background of the investors seems something that perhaps Massachusetts doesn't want to get in business with, that sort of thing. So that process will be very interesting to see exactly what shakes out. But when you look at the list of folks who have put in full bids, it's fascinating because really it's almost like going down the Vegas Strip when you look at some of the names of these developers. This is the who's who of gambling internationally.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about some of them. Caesars Entertainment and Steve Wynn, who, you know, is a big name, was a player at one point, or seemed to be a player, and then pulled out, then got back in. Talk to us about who these, as you say, who's who of Vegas folks are.
Right. And the two you mentioned, I think, are going to be fascinating because they really will have a bit of a showdown in the greater Boston area. Caesars Entertainment, everyone's probably heard of Caesars Casinos in Vegas. They're a big organization, and they are proposing to build a $1 billion casino in Suffolk Downs. And, of course, we've heard before that Suffolk Downs, when it lost its horse track or horse racing revenue, they were looking for something. So we assumed that Suffolk Downs would be in play. Caesars $1 billion casino is a big one. So we'll see how that goes. Then there's Steve Wynn, of course, an international casino mogul, and he is proposing a $1 billion casino in Everett, right on the Mystic River. And this is interesting because Steve Wynn, I think folks remember last year, was making overtures with Patriots owner Robert Kraft to perhaps build a casino near Gillette Stadium, and Foxborough residents basically rejected that. They actually didn't have the authority to turn them away, but when they voted a referendum saying they didn't want a casino in town, Wynn and Kraft basically backed down. So that's going to be an interesting showdown because those two, along with the Crossroads, Massachusetts developer, developer David Nunes, who wants to build a $700 million casino in Milford, they're the only ones who can build in that greater Boston area. And then looking out west, I mean, there's some interesting players out there. Mohegan Sun.
And that's the biggest competition, we should say, surprisingly. Out west.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a number of casinos all clustered in the Springfield area, three parts of the city, one in Palmer, which is right near Springfield, and Mohegan Sun looks to be a big player there. Hard Rock, which, of course, the Seminole Indian tribe own the Hard Rock Company, and they have casinos around the world. So they are competing in Springfield. MGM, which, of course, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, you know the MGM Grand or you know the Bellagio. They are looking to build in Springfield. And then Penn National Gaming, which has some gaming facilities in and around Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and even in Maine, they also are looking to build in Springfield. So again, only one will emerge as the winner, if you will, in that region. It's fascinating.
And a lot of them, those bigger names, have already been in the area sort of spreading around goodwill, if you will, you know, contributing to causes, making themselves known, giving out tchotchkes, just generally trying to win over the public relations part of getting this license.
Yeah, the Hearts and Minds campaign has been ongoing for a long time, and it's interesting, you know, again, hearkening back to Steve Wynn, I mean, he went down to Foxborough. I remember watching a Patriots game, and he was spotted in the owner's box with Bob Kraft, and, you know, you knew things were going on, and then it was unveiled that they wanted to build a casino, and then you had a fairly negative reaction, not from everybody, but certainly from the majority of folks in that area, and so Wynn said, look, I could probably ram this home, but in terms of competition, that's not going to enhance my chances. So I want to go somewhere else where I have a better chance. And if you look at these locations to a place, they are where revenue is wanted, jobs are wanted, they want to draw in the casino. So that's not a surprise, frankly, that in Springfield, there's such a huge number of organizations looking to be there. Same with Everett, same with East Boston. Of course, the outlier is down here. You know, the cities of Fall River and New Bedford have wanted to want to be in the casino game, but they are out because at least at this point, southeastern Massachusetts is still sort of devoted, if you will, to the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. They have the inside track for this region.
And we should note that of all of the applications, two are focused on the slot parlor license. Only one will win, but there are two in that competition. It didn't seem for a while that people were really interested in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, because the slot parlors, one license, and you know, it's obviously not the same revenue. But the two that emerged are probably good selections for slots. One is Plain Ridge Racecourse. The other one is Raynham Park. They've lost tremendous amounts of revenue. They want to be back in business, and they believe that slots are a way to do that. What's interesting about those two places, one of them's going to win, it looks like, either Plain Ridge or Raynham. Each are about 25 miles from where the Mashpee Wampanoag want to build their casino in Taunton. So that will, even though the Mashpee Wampanoag had an inside track and have an inside track, they will have competition. It's not like they won't have anybody. One of those will emerge as slot parlors. Not exactly a full-scale casino, but certainly enough for people who want to scratch the gambling itch.
And we should say that the Mashpee Wampanoags are not a done deal yet. That's why people are sort of holding their breath with that as well. But next steps, Paul Pronovost, editor of the Cape Cod Times, what happens now that everybody everybody's money's on the table, pretty much. When will we hear who gets what?
Right. Well, we're still pretty far away from finding out who gets what. Now is the next phase of basically the shakeout, where they take a hard look. In fact, this money that you mentioned, this more than $4 million raised by the licenses, you know, that's not going to go to the state coffers. That's going to go to this investigation, to take a hard look at the finances, take a hard look at the people. You know, with casinos, it's not the person necessarily standing in the room, but they have investors who have an investor who have an investor, and sometimes it's several steps removed, and so the investigation has to dive pretty deep. So that's going to take months, and then we will reach a next phase, basically where they narrow the field. That will be open to some comment, and then they're hoping to be concluding this by the end of this year. They want to be able to basically assign licenses in 2013 so these folks can get up and building. And obviously, the sooner you build, the sooner revenue comes in. So we'll wait and see. It's really been a fascinating process to watch.
Without all that background check, what's your best bet on who'll be standing at the end of this?
Well, one thing I've learned about betting is you never win. So I'm not sure I could hazard a guess, although I will say that these folks all seem to be coming with their A game. I mean, it's interesting when you look at just the finances of the Caesars versus Steve Wynn's casino. Both of those top out at $1 billion. I mean, these are huge money proposals that they are making. And when you compare that to, say, the Mashpee Wampanoags, they're looking to build a $500 million casino. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at, but it's literally half of what the investment would be up in Boston. And that means that those two folks, the Caesars folks and Steve Wynn, they know that they've got to really ramp it up beyond just, say, what Mashpee Wampanoag would do in order to win in Boston. So it's going to be quite a fight. And I'm sure, you know, these are folks who see billions of dollars over the course of these casinos. They want to win. They know that this is their shot. And if they don't win, that's it for Massachusetts and they have to move on. So they're going to really put their... they're really going to work hard at this. And the lobbying, as you said, is underway out in the streets. And you can imagine the lobbying is underway in the halls of Beacon Hill.
I can only imagine. Thank you so much. That's the latest on casinos. And I've been speaking with Paul Pronovo, editor of the Cape Cod Times. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Kelly. Thank you.
Kara Miller.
Hey, Callie, so you're talking about one pretty big money issue, and we're going to switch to something different but also involves big money. The question of whether the way that our offices, our organizations are set up make any sense, right, with CEOs and managers under them and managers under them and the worker bees under them.
Well, we'll see. This is one of those days when I think a lot of people would like to be home with a cup of cocoa and not in the office, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Exactly. Are we heading towards something new? We've seen Silicon Valley pioneer something very, very different. It, you know, is what they pioneered, is it better than what we've got in the old school sort of GE model of doing things? We'll check it out.
We'll see what your guy has to say. I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio.